Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
We're into the new year, as from Saturday already. There are some controversies about this month. And to clear all of this up, we're now joined by Mufti A.K. Hussein. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Radha Alameen Templeton. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, on Saturday night, the crescent, the new moon, was more than 29 hours old. So after performing Maghrib Salat, we scanned the sky and the moon, the crescent, was visible. Thousands of people across South Africa witnessed it, and that was ushering in the month of Muharram and the new year 1441. As Muslims, the first thing we do will be to turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and recite the Masnoon and Sunnah du'as and supplications which Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, and that is Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. O Almighty Allah, make this month a month of khair and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness. These words, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. Similarly, we read the dua mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Allahu Akbar. Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman wal salamati wal islam wal tawfiq lima tuhibbu wa tarda rabbi wa rabbuka Allah. Which basically means, O Almighty Allah, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us with safety and security. And you know how much we require and need that here in South Africa, where we have so many problems regarding crime and corruption. And then, O Almighty Allah, grant us tawfiq, that is the ability, capacity, to do those actions and say those words that are beloved to you and pleasing to you, O Almighty Allah. You are my sustainer, nourisher, and you are the sustainer, nourisher, provider for the celestial creation, including the moon and the crescent. The third dua mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, and that is, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allahumma inna nasaluka khayra hadha shahr. O Almighty Allah, let us start this month and end this month and the entire month and our whole life basically, that you grant us khayr and goodness, whatever we aspire for, we cherish, we relish, that are permissible, so you grant us that, O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, in this world and in the year after. Seeing that it is a new year, and that is 1441, today we know is the 2nd of Muharram, the 2nd of September. So we will focus on Muharram, and in that way there, the message will be, a new year has started. And when we study the Islamic, you know, sources, the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, then we find there is one dua for a new year mentioned by Tabarani, and that is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal iman was salamati wal islam. O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, let this new year enter upon us, that we have peace, safety, security, and you protect us from all type of calamities, kufr, shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, nifaq, hypocrisy. And wa ridwani min ar-Rahman, Ya Allah, let us say that and do those actions that are seeking your pleasure. And wa jiwari min ash-Shaytan, and you are protecting us from the Shaytan. So that is for the new year as well, and the new month also, that's fine and acceptable. Furthermore, regarding the virtues of Muharram, the Quran Sharif teaches us in Surah chapter 9, verse 36, regarding the Islamic lunar calendar, and there Almighty Allah states, Minha Arbatun Hurum, which means that the 12 lunar months were ordained, prescribed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the day Almighty Allah created the universe. So it shows our calendar is from time immemorial, and from time immemorial and remember that each one of us should know Minha Arbatun Hurum, that 4 months are sacred months. That is what the Quran Sharif informs us. Which are the 4 sacred months? Remember the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Thalathun mutawaliyat, 3 are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram, and the month of Rajab. So these are the 4 holy sacred months of the Islamic year. Secondly, we should also know the virtues. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of the entire month of Muharram and said, Ahabbu siyami ilallah, the most beloved fast to Almighty Allah, Ba'da Ramadan, after the obligatory and mandatory fast of Ramadan, is Shahrullah al-Muharram, is the month of Almighty Allah Muharram. So Almighty Allah is elevating the rank and status of this month and says it is compulsory. Second, meaning the fast of Ramadan is compulsory, and then this fast year in Muharram, remember, will be Sunnah and Mustahab. Then we have for the 10th of Muharram, that is the day of Ashura, so the 9th, 10th, or 10th, 11th, so we don't imitate the Jews. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahtasibu ala Allah, ayyu kafira sanat allati qabla, that I expect and hope Almighty Allah Jalla wa ala to, you know, forgive the previous year's sins, this hadith in Tirmidhi and Sahih Muslim. So that is what we are supposed to do. And we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we should not be imitating the Shias. Shias are not Muslim, remember that. And I sent out the Nasiha yesterday that who are responsible for the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. It was none other than the Shia themselves, and I documented it with all their own books and references. So therefore, today the Ummah must know what is the Haqq and truth, and what is Batil and falsehood, and not adulterate the two. Today, if you ask an ordinary, normal Muslim, why is Muharram important, then they will say, because of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Yes, the martyrdom was very, very tragic. We love Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. We love the Ahlul Bayt, the household of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love the Sahaba and the beloved companions and students of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But none has the right to distort the true story and the true narrative. So what should happen in this case? If a person passes away on a Friday, so we say Almighty Allah favored that person by giving him death on a Friday with Iman and Islam. Similarly, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, martyrdom took place on a Friday, Ashura 10th of Muharram, the year 61 in Karbala in Iraq. I went there myself in 2000. So it shows that that is how Almighty Allah elevated the rank of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, the grandson of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not the other way round, that Muharram became important because of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein, that is propaganda of the Shias and non-Muslims. Hence we say Muharram is sacred and holy from time immemorial, Surah 9 verse 36, and from the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, when Almighty Allah rescued him and his people and drowned the Pharaoh and his people, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, and in Nuh alayhi salam's time, Almighty Allah saved Nabi Nuh, Noah and the Ark. So we read about that. So during that, they were saved and reached Judi on the 10th of Muharram Ashura, as mentioned in Mustad Ahmad. So we should not be getting caught up with the propaganda of the Shias, which sometime have infiltrated our syllabi and our madrasas as well. So that is what we need to realize regarding Muharram. I don't know, my brother Alameen Templeton, if you have any other further queries, so to explain to the listeners.
Are we expected to do any special observances in this month in any way whatsoever?
The most important aspect of Muharram is the fasting, and on the 10th of Muharram, which is next week, Monday night, like today is Monday, so next week, Monday night and Tuesday will be Laylatul Ashura, Yom Ashura, so it will be a significant night, auspicious night, auspicious day. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Taballahu fi ala qawm, wa yatubu fihi ala qawmin akharin. It is a time we should be repenting and begging Almighty Allah for forgiveness, and Almighty Allah will forgive us. So it shows we should ask Allah for forgiveness. Likewise, it is mentioned that whosoever increases the sustenance for his family, for example, your wife, your children, my wife, our family members, whoever, so we spend a little bit extra on them, that is Monday night, Tuesday, before Maghrib, so that is acceptable. But not what's going on today is commercialized, Muharram gift and buy this, give this, making it like a Valentine thing and so forth. That definitely is not sunnah, and definitely we should not bring about these innovations in the deen of Islam.
Jazakumullah, Mufti Saab. It is really wonderful for us to be able to turn to you for guidance and advice. May Allah Ta'ala guide us throughout this month, and may He give us pause during this month to consider our own personal circumstances, what we can do to improve our lives.
May Almighty Allah guide us, for not only in Muharram, throughout our life till our last breath, and let us die with Iman according to the belief of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Barakallahu feek. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah Mufti Saab. Alhamdulillah.